Praise the Lord. God bless you, beloved. God bless you. I am so excited. I have something powerful that I want to share with you today. God has been speaking to me about the blessings of the people, the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich, and it shall, and it will not add no sorrow. I have blessing prayers that I must get into your hands. Blessing prayers. Listen, we're coming into the season of harvest. We're coming into the fall season. As we're in this month of September, some amazing things are getting ready to happen and open up for the people of God. The Spirit of the Lord spoke to me concerning certain prayers, powerful, sacred prayers that is going to bless you. I have prayers that God has spoken to me that I must get into your hands. 31 days of blessings. Beloved, these prayers will cause you to come into your season of blessings, your season of harvest, your seasons of increase. 31 days of dynamic, powerful, Holy Ghost-filled prayers that is going to release blessings. There are some powerful instructions that I must give you that is going to show you how to draw the blessings of the Lord, how to draw money, how to draw increase, how to increase the anointing in your life, how to stop the plans of the devil. I want to give you these 31 days that is going to bless you. Imagine 31 days of prayers and scriptures to release and open up the bank vault of heaven through powerful prayers. Angels will assist you. The prayers of the righteous will assist you. Do you not know that the Bible declares in the book of Psalms 128 verses 2 through 6? Now this is for you, beloved. And it says, "For thou shalt eat the labor of thy hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee." Have you been eating hardship? Have you been eating sorrow? Have you not seen the labor of your hands? Does it seem like you plant, but you never seem to get a harvest? Are you planting in a barren place? Does it seem like there's barrenness? Does it seem like your vault is empty? For the Bible declares in Psalms 128 verse 2, "For thou shalt eat the labor of thy hands." As you say these prayers, you're going to eat blessings, increase, abundance. It's going to bring a shift in your life. Money will show up in your bank account. If thou would only believe, beloved. "For thou shalt eat the labor of thy hands, and happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee." For the Bible says, verse 3, "Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house. Thy children like olive plants round about thy table." Fruitfulness will show up. You'll conceive the blessings of the Lord. Verse 4, "Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace upon Israel." All of these blessings are yours, beloved. Are you ready to make and have access to them? This is powerful. This is sacred. I'm asking you, and I'm inviting you to click on the link and get your $31 seed into the ground. I'm going to give you further instructions. Now, this month has already begun. So as you get these prayers, you're going to get them right away within the next 60 minutes. You're going to go back to day one, and then to day two, and then to day three, so that you can catch up. Now, there's some very important days that you must follow, because this is sacred, and I don't share this with everyone. Now, let me say this. I already know that you're moving in faith, and you're going to release the seed. It's already been released. You've already said it in your heart that I need this, not only for me, but my family, my loved ones. I must break the cycle of debt. I must break the cycle of lack. I must break and take back what belongs to me. No longer will the evil strong man raid my house and take my blessings. Are you ready for God to open up doors of blessings? Daniel's prayers was already answered on day one. But there was principalities that was holding back his blessings. These prayers will cause evil spirits to scatter and to release your blessings. You can go back into the strong man's house with violent prayers and take back what belongs to you. The Bible declares in St. Mark chapter 11 verses 28 through 30, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." God wants to bring you rest today. "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." What yokes have you been carrying? What has the enemy placed upon your neck? the yoke of sickness, the yoke of failure, the yoke of hardship, the yoke of problems. These prayers will turn your yokes, turn the yokes into a place of blessings. You will now carry the blessings that will be placed upon your shoulders. You will receive the blessings, the increase, the abundance, the favor, uncommon favor, strange money. Shout right now, oh God, release strange miracles in my life. Oh God, release unexpected miracles that my enemy will say, how did they get it? But you will know that God has done it through these sacred prayers. Unusual blessings is coming into your hands. I want you to click on the link and get your 3131 in for 31 days of miracles. Now let me share some instructions with you. As you get these prayers, you're going to go back to day one, and I need you to get some honey, and you're going to put it on the floor, and you're going to step your left foot in it and your right foot in it, and you're going to say the prayers on day one. On day 8, you're going to do the same thing again, only on these dates that I give you, because these are very powerful dates that the Spirit has given to me that you must do. These days that I'm telling you to use the honey will produce power, increase, influence, and favor and answers. You're going to put the honey on the floor and put your left foot and your right foot in it. And then you're going to put a little bit of honey on your tongue, and you're going to say the prayers for day 1. And then again on day 8, you're going to put the honey on the floor. And you're going to step your left foot and your right foot and make sure you don't fall. Hold on to something that you do not fall. And you're going to put the honey in your mouth again and say the prayers for day 8. And then on day 17, you're going to put the honey on the floor again. Put your left foot and your right foot. Your left foot symbolizes your past. Your right foot symbolizes your future. Whatever you've been walking into, you're going to walk out of that. You're moving from left over to take over. You're moving from the back to the front. Your past will no longer disturb your present. And as you put your right foot in the honey, future blessings, future glory, future increase, and favor is going to visit you. And then on day 26, you're going to put the honey on the floor again, and you're going to put your right foot and your left foot, and you're going to put the honey on your tongue again, and you're going to say these prayers. If there's something that you need God to do for you, if it's a phone call, maybe you need to go try to find a car, look for a house, trying to get favor, want to ask for a raise. You do it on those days that you're going to do it with the honey. These are sacred miracles, but they can only work with the prayers that I've assigned on these particular dates. Beloved, I want you to click on the link and get your 3131 into the ground. Or you can double it up. Says, I want the double blessings. I want more and more and more. Then double it up and do the 3131 twice. Click on that link and release the 6262. I'm claiming my double blessings, my double miracles. I want the double portion. These prayers is going to bless you. Then also, I have a special file, audio file, where the saints are praying, beloved. And as you listen to these powerful prayers, as the prophets, the pastors, the apostles, the elders, the ministers, the evangelists, the teachers, and all the saints gather in prayer, you're going to listen to these prayers in times of trouble. When you go to sleep at night, put it low so you can listen to the prayers as they're going into your spirit. Let it keep praying. Let it keep praying. Let it play through your house, even when you leave your house. Let the prayers of the saints fill your household, and angels will begin to assemble. Angels will begin to assemble. If you're driving, listen to them. It is going to bless you as the saints and as I am praying. Miracles and healing and increase are going to show up in your life. Now click on the link and get your seed in the ground. I'm asking for many of you, 22 of you that was going to do the 6262. I want the double blessings. Will you be a part of that? Click on the link and get your seed in the ground. God bless you, beloved. Peace and many blessings. Your labor is not in vain. This is Bishop Berrien. Thank you for your support into the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're looking for drums as well as keyboards and other equipments for the church. Your seeds support the gospel and spreading the word. Thank you and God bless.